Bert was all right by me. I wondered if he would ever go back and kill them. I doubted it. That sort of thing was acceptable in this bizarre southern culture. Sleepy asked, "You talked to the captain yet?" "I talk to him all the time. I'm the analyst."
"I mean about the standard-bearer job. You said you might..."
"Oh, yeah." His excitement was obvious. "But becoming standard-bearer meant those above you thought you were destined for big things in the company. The standard-bearer often became analyst. Frequently he became lieutenant because he was always near the center of things and knew everything that was going on. The lieutenant almost always becomes captain when the job comes open. Croker was an anomaly of epic proportion, elected at a time when there were only 7 of us, none more qualified, and nobody else would take the job. I bounced it off him. He didn't say no. He'll probably leave it up to me. And that means it's a someday sort of thing, because right now, everybody in this army is working 20 hours a day. There's no time to teach you anything.
We're not doing anything. I could just hang around you and...
Big Bucket's voice rose above all the other tumult of an army on the move, telling Sleepy to get his dead ass back up here. They've decided nobody else can crack this nut but us. "Good luck. And don't get in a hurry, kid," I told him. "Hell, do like I'm doing with the Annals. Wait till the Siege of Overlook. We'll have plenty of time then. Including learning to read and write."
"I've been learning. Believe it or not. I know 53 common characters already. I can puzzle out almost anything."
Written Taglian is fairly complicated because there are more than 100 characters in the common alphabet and another 42 in the High Taglian used only by Guni priests. A lot of the characters duplicate what they mean but distinguish caste. Caste is very important among the Guni. "Keep at it," I told Sleepy. "You'll make it on determination."
"Thanks, Mergen."
The kid began scooting uphill, sliding through the press like he was greased. "Don't thank me," I mumbled. Most standard bearers aren't as lucky as I've been. It's not a job with an extended life expectancy. I spotted Lady across the pass, as always surrounded by her admirers and most of the Gnar who hadn't deserted the company. I headed that way. Chapter 36. Men moved to let me through. Things like that happen when you can leave someone as a good taste or foul odor in history's mouth. Croker really made the importance of the Annals an article of faith with everyone in the company. Lady looked around. Her ordinarily impassive expression betrayed an instant of irritation. I said, "Looks like we're going to be stalled here till Bucket's crew convince Mogaba's people they'd really rather go home and get in out of this weather." That was looking kind of bleak. A wind was building. It was colder than the wind had been for days. Heavy clouds were piling up overhead. Looked as if we were going to get some snow.
"Yeah, let's hope," Swan said. "We need to get down out of these rocks."
He wasn't talking to me, really. I hate mountains. "I'm not too fond of cold and snow either," I said. Of Lady, I asked, "You really need to keep avoiding me?"
"What do you want to know?"
"How can you be getting your powers back? I thought that business in the Barrowlands stripped you forever."
"I'm a thief. Otherwise, none of your business."
Her entourage sneered.